You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
A battle between two legendary quarterbacks in week three. That would be one Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. For the latest on this epic Packers-Bucks matchup, we send it out to our own Sarah Walsh.
Thanks, Jamie. Tom Brady was seen fidgeting with that banged up ring finger throughout the portion of practice that was open to the media on Thursday. I asked Brady how that finger feels. He dinged it up in the game on Sunday and he told me it feels great. It's football season, and he said it all with a smile. What also feels great for these Buccaneers is the fact that they are 2-0 despite only scoring two offensive touchdowns so far this year. A year ago at this point, they had already scored nine. Byron Leftwich said there's times that they've played well and they haven't won the game, so they will gladly take being on this side of the equation and that they will get things fixed. Obviously, they are dealing with a litany of injuries. Cole Beasley, Byron Leftwich tells us, they're trying to bring the new receiver up to speed so that he is ready if they need him come Sunday. Julio Jones wasn't at practice. Chris Godwin wasn't at practice, and it's not known if they'll need him. Perhaps they just need the luck of the schedule, though. Here's a fun fact for you, Jamie. Every time Tom Brady's played Aaron Rodgers in a season, he's gone on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that is a fun fact. I love Sarah Walsh fun facts. I will always sit up and listen a little closer when she delivers that. It's time for the Mad Minute, which now I can just cross that one off my list of things to cover. This is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Week three officially kicked off last night. And that was a great win for the Browns. And now there's a great slate of games coming to you on Sunday. We're going to break down the best matchups right now. And we're going to start with that game that Sarah Walsh was just previewing for us, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Green Bay Packers, Rodgers versus Brady, version 5.0. What are we looking for in this game?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I said earlier in the show that I think everyone's expecting this giant fireworks show between Brady and Rodgers, but it's really going to be a defensive battle. But that said, Packers sort of got their groove back last week, and the Buccaneers defense is really good. I want to see if that Jones and Dillon combo can set the tone like they did last week in Chicago against this Tampa defense. I think that's the battle. This is not going to be Rodgers versus Brady mano a mano. This is going to be those two running backs trying to find a way against Devin White and those guys.
Yeah, all right. Can this Bucs offensive line, I'll flip gears here, can this Bucs offensive line slow down this Packers defense? Now, you look at what they did with the draft with Quay Walker and with picking up Devontae Wyatt, Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary is really coming along. So can this depleted Bucs O-line, they've already lost two starters, can they hold up against those guys?
I'm watching the two quarterbacks quarterbacks. This to me is a reaction off. I want reaction shots of Rodgers and Brady. We know that Brady was throwing the tablets last week, and now he's without Mike Evans, without pretty much everybody other than Cole Beasley. Meanwhile, Rodgers against this defense already doing this type of thing. Great facial reaction game between both quarterbacks. I think Green Bay is going to win this game.
Bucks defense has allowed 13 total points so far this season. It's pretty good. Heading out to the desert where the Cardinals host the Rams in an NFC West battle. What has us most excited about this one, Peter?
What's excited is what's concerning. The Rams don't look good, and I think they might be primed for getting picked off here. And here's the thing. Cooper Kupp has been amazing. Aaron Donald's been great.
Amazing.
Jalen Ramsey's had a couple good plays. The rest of the team has not been what we are expecting. The Rams right now are coming in looking like they are a team that is a playoff contender, let alone a Super Bowl defender. Mm-hmm. Can they get it right where they never, McVay has never lost to Arizona in Arizona.
Mm. Well, interesting. Yeah, I'm watching Kyler Murray basically put the team on his back, and now can you back it up? Can you go back-to-back? We've seen Kyler and the Cardinals start off the season great. I want to see him put two games back-to-back and put this team back on your shoulder again and come out with a big win.
I'm kind of with you. We stumbled on something earlier in the week about the Kyler Murray power levels. He has the 9 and the 10, and then it's just down to a 3. Like, he doesn't have the game where he plays the 6 or the 5. I want to see if he can keep it there. I would hate to see, after all the fireworks and all the entertainment last week, that we have a bad Kyler game. Put them two together, not just these highlights up and down. I need to see more.
So Greg Dortch, wide receiver, he's leading the Cardinals with 118 receiving yards. His mom, big watcher of the show. She tweets at us a lot.
Greg Dortch's mom?
Greg Dortch's mom.
What?
Yeah. Hi, Greg Dortch's mom.
That's awesome. Lovely lady.
It's an NFC East showdown between the Eagles and the Commanders in Washington. We just got done talking to Ron Rivera, which was fantastic. What are we looking forward to in this matchup?
Well, look, I mentioned the matchups. We had Darius Slay and James Bradbury, those two corners against these two young receivers. Jahan Dotson has already showed up for Carson Wentz, but I got a feeling that Terry McLaurin is going to have a big game.
The three leading passers in the NFL after 2 weeks. This is so good. Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Flacco, and Carson Wentz. Those in this era of all these young gunslingers, Tua, Flacco, and Wentz. The Wentz wagon, remember it? Remember we were riding that sucker in Philadelphia? If he wins this game against Philly, knocks them off. I'm worried, Peter, right now about a little bit of an arrogance of Philadelphia. I think they're really feeling themselves. We got to be careful with this game.
Well, that happens. Monday Night Football was such a performance that,
like, it was.
Here's the thing. Wentz has played fine. Jalen Hurts has played fantastic. And I think both these quarterbacks had questions going into this season. With Jalen Hurts, it's this looming, is he the quarterback of the future? They got 2 first-round picks. I would argue, outside of maybe Tua and maybe Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts has played quarterback better than anybody else in the NFL this season. Let's see if he can keep it going.
Darius Slay was all over the field for the Eagles on Monday night. He absolutely shut down Justin Jefferson and that Vikings offense. Can he do it against Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson? We will see. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the West Coast, where the Chargers host the Jaguars. Jacksonville traveling. What intrigues you most about this game?
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, the Herbert injury thing is really big. But, you know, you go through your division picks and everyone, Titans, Colts, Jacksonville with a win, the only team that has really showed up. The Doug Peterson thing is real. Epcet special. I like the Jags in this game. I really do. I like them.
You know, we talk about Washington and like, they feel like they're a professional team with Rivera at the controls. I feel that way about Jacksonville.
Good call.
You've got Peterson. You know he's been through it all, and he's at the switch. He's the guy. So they're not going to get blown out in many games, and they might even win some of these games. But truthfully, these two quarterbacks, these long, blonde-haired beauties.
Oh, my God, they're so beautiful.
Taylor, you got Trevor Lawrence. You got Justin Herbert. Neither one of them are considered in that elite group. Let's check in after this weekend. Let's see who has the better game, because I think those guys are both in the tier two right now, both trying to scratch the surface.
Some phenomenal pass rushers in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Trayvon Walker, the number one overall pick. But Khalil Mack in a Chargers uniform with Bosa, a lookout Trevor Lawrence. I can't wait to see that. I think for Rayshon Slater, left tackle, I'm looking forward to seeing him against the young buck.
I go Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Peter Schrager when it comes to
the flow.
When it comes to
really
the flow.
True.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the summer flow really works for you.
You guys are amazing.
Finally,
you look like
Sunday
the guys from
night. I know. Sunday Night Football brings us Mile High, where Russell Wilson and the Broncos take on Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners. Yes, you heard that sentence correctly. Russell Wilson and the Broncos, Jimmy G and the Niners. What are we looking for in this game?
I want to see Jimmy G light it up.
Light it up.
We've been talking about him all nonstop this whole offseason. You know, what's he going to do? Where's he going to go? And, you know, people were baffled at the decision to stay. Look, this kid, he loves being a 49er. I think it's great, the relationship he has with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. I want to see him light it up. And how fitting wouldn't it be for him to beat Russell Wilson, who's wearing a different uniform?
No, I can't get enough Russell Wilson right now. Oh, my God.
Cringe factor.
Mr. Unlimited.
Did you see the clip of him on the sideline yelling?
Pass!
Guys, sideline. Runner pass. I mean, like, I've never seen that at the professional level, let alone for a star like it. Now he's on national television. All Also, the Hackett experience has been must-watch. Are the fans going to count down the play clock again? This is a great game. I need more Russ in primetime right now. I can't get enough.
I actually am fascinated to see how this Denver crowd reacts. If there's a play in the early going where they have a game or a false start or a field goal when there should be a go for it on fourth or go for it on fourth when it should clearly be a field goal. Hackett's under fire right now already after 2 weeks in Denver for some of these game management questions. Under the lights, entire country watching this one. I'm wearing this wacky starter jacket. It's been this long since this jacket was popular, since the Broncos have been relevant and they've had a big Sunday night game. Like, I cannot wait for this one.
You know what's cool about all those Mad Men questions we just asked about that game is that we have Broncos safety Kareem Jackson on the show.
Let's go.
We can ask him.
You could.
NFL Plus, the NFL's exclusive streaming service, is here. NFL Plus offers you access to live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games, NFL Network shows on demand, and so much more. NFL Plus is available inside the NFL app, which you already have. I know you do. Just go to the bottom, and you can actually sign up for a 7-day free trial right now and get this weekend's slate of games for a whole week for free. For free. Try it out. NFL Plus. It's where the action's at.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. September 15th marked the beginning of Latino Heritage Month. And our next guest has been one of the most passionate advocates for minority hires across the league. He's also one of our dearest friends of the show and a great man. One of a select few to appear in a Super Bowl as a head coach and a player and also be blessing us on a Friday. This is Mr. Ron Rivera.
Yay! Good morning.
It's like you're the fifth host of our show, but we had Jason McCourty on remote. So it's like you're the sixth host of our show today, and we love having you. Obviously, the Commanders coming off a tough one last week, but you're 1-1, and you play the rival Eagles on Sunday. Biggest storyline is obviously going to be the quarterback on your team, Carson Wentz, going up against his former team. Here's what Wentz had to say about facing the squad that drafted him second overall in 2016. Take a listen.
Definitely you will have some mixed emotions in terms of those things, but nothing crazy jumps out other than, you know, my time there was a whirlwind. It was wild. This NFL is a whirlwind, but I'm grateful to still be playing, and I'm excited for this one.
Last year, you coached against your former team, and you got that W against Carolina. How do you separate the personal side versus the professional side of thinking it's not just about me, it's about everybody out there?
Well, that's exactly it, Peter. I think the big thing, more so anything else, is, you know, in watching Carson get prepared for this week, it's really been about us as far as the football teams playing each other, because he knows he's not going to play all 11 guys by himself. He's got his team out there, so he's really trying to make sure everybody has stayed focused on the team aspect of this event more so than anything else, and then we'll just go from there.
Coach, you traded for Carson this offseason, and he's been proving himself quite the investment. He's second in the league in passing yards. He's tied for first in passing touchdowns. But what I love most about that press conference is his smile on his face. And he easily could not be smiling with the whirlwind and the wild ride that he's been through. What has impressed you most in getting to know both Carson Wentz on and off the field?
First and foremost, his humility. I mean, he's a very humble guy. He understands how fortunate it is, you know, a person can be to be in the NFL. But what really impressed me is how he's assimilated to us. You know, he's working with our guys, coming together with our guys, being part of what we're trying to do as a football team. And he's always seems to put team before anything else. So I'll tell you, he's an impressive young man. He really is.
He has, and we've tracked his whole career. He started in the NFL when we started as a show, and we talked to Carson early on, as we always talk to you, Coach. Let's talk about your opponent. The Eagles have looked really good, and their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, has looked really good. We all sat around and watched him on national television the other night. He looked like Michael Vick meets Donovan McNabb. It was just amazing. How do you begin to stop a guy like that who's got the run-pass ability every time he has the ball in his hands?
Well, the biggest key is discipline. You've got to play disciplined defense. You've got to understand what your responsibility is on every play. You know, we have a call, we'll make the call. Now the big thing you have to do is you have to go out and you have to now do your job. More so than anything else, be disciplined, understand the pass rush lanes, understand the coverage responsibilities you have, because if you don't, he'll find it. And he's showing everybody that he will find it.
Yeah, Coach, no doubt you got to have discipline on defense. Let's talk about that Eagles defense for a second, though, too, because I can't wait to see these matchups. You got scary Terry McLaurin on one side. You got Jahan Dotson, the young buck, on the other side, going up against Darius Slay and James Bradbury, who I know you know very well. Mm-hmm. Take us into the mindset, what that matchup's going to be like and where you're going to attack.
Well, the biggest thing we have to do is, you know, we do have to create the right type of matchups for the play that's being called. And if we can put ourselves in that position, we feel we have an opportunity to be successful. And that's the thing that, you know, we have to look at as the game progresses. I think Scott Turner's done a very nice job in terms of putting our offense in position to score points. You know, we put up some pretty good numbers the first two games of the year. And we just got to continue with that trend to give ourselves a good opportunity to win.
Coach, you've always done such an incredible job keeping your teams on the right track, especially when it would be very easy for your heart to be elsewhere. Your father grew up in Puerto Rico, and as you're well aware, Puerto Rico took a heavy hit from Hurricane Fiona. The NFL is partnering with the Red Cross to help those impacted, but tell us more about your connection with Puerto Rico and the devastation that they have sustained from this most recent hurricane, why it's so important to help with those assist and relief efforts.
Well, for the most part, you know, they are considered American citizens, and, you know, having my father grown up in Puerto Rico, it's a big deal to me because it's part of who I am. It's a big part of me growing up, you know, visiting the island, getting to know my grandparents, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, and just how beautiful and wonderful those people are there in Puerto Rico. So we really got to make sure we take care of them, help them as much as we can. You know, I can remember the last time they went through something like this, we were able to partner up with Lowe's when I was in Carolina, and we sent down some generators. And I actually got an opportunity to talk to my father, and the really neat thing that he talked about was, you know, just how everything is getting back to normal as quickly as possible this time, you know, because they were better prepared. They worked on the infrastructure. You know, they are without power in some areas, and the power is coming back gradually. So, you know, everybody, as far as we know, is doing pretty well, though.
It's great to hear, Coach, and we love hearing it from you, and we are thinking about them as well. Meanwhile, El Snop NFL is the U.S. Latino Instagram account for the NFL. It highlights music and culture, gaming, fashion, sports, all that stuff. And they recently surprised you, as if you needed them, with some Air Force One shoes because of your commitment to diversity. And you'll be wearing these shoes at the game on Sunday. Explain, Coach, why this gift has special meaning to you. And they look great.
Well, first and foremost, it honors my heritage. You know, it talks about the fact that on my dad's side, I'm Puerto Rican, and my mom's side, I'm Mexican-Filipino. So, you know, it's an opportunity for me to show that off. Secondly, it honors my mom and dad because they put their names on the back of their shoes. And then it also honors probably my greatest inspiration as far as being an athlete, and that's Roberto Clemente. You know, they put a saying on that I really, truly like, and it goes, "I think all human beings are equal, but one has to unceasingly fight hard to maintain that equality." And it's something that I've kind of carried throughout my life. And, you know, he was a tremendous inspiration for me growing up.
I'm watching also as you're speaking with us, you're talking about the inspirations and the shoes. Your shirt is significant also, and it's not a typical commander's guard. Tell us about your shirt.
Well, for the most part, it's for our culture. You know, for the Hispanic, Latino community, it's really just to represent that more so than anything else, that it's all about the culture. And that's a real important thing and real important aspect for me growing up that my parents constantly stressed to really appreciate and understand where we were from, you know, my three brothers and I.
If you can't see it, it's got the tilde on the NFL logo.
Okay.
And it's right there on the logo.
Cool.
And that seems like it's 101. That is an awesome shirt. We got to get those out.
That's
here.
That's muy guapo. Well,
great. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's
Coach,
awesome.
That's cool. An honor. That's so cool.
We got to work on something new.
Yeah, maybe the next one says me gusto.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what we've got for you, Coach. I think next time you come on the show, we might have a treat for you.
Peter's our fashion director across the board.
Yeah. As clearly.
You know. That's it. Yeah. They call me GQ. Coach, good luck this weekend. Tell Carson not to worry about the Eagles fans. And let's just go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Hey, to bring this full circle, the shoes designer Marcus Rivera will be making custom cleats, and they'll be auctioned off as a part of the Hurricane Fiona fundraiser. Everybody, go to NFLauction.com. Coach Rivera, thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva,
Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
It's a Friday, and one of our best friends in all of the industry, our brother from a different era, but is still on the show, our dear friend Nathaniel Eugene Burleson joins the program.
Yay.
Nate, let's start with last night's game, because I thought of you immediately. George Pickens makes this insane catch, and I'm like, gosh, Nate would be going, doing flips if this had happened when he was on the show the next morning. Fortunately, you are. Your reaction, and then, of course, when you think about Odell's catch, how do you stack them up?
Well, listen, shout out to NFL young boy. George Pickens is a beast. He does his thing out there. The fact that he was falling backwards and almost had to go parallel to the ground and then snatch it with one hand, and we love one-hand catches when you don't need the other hand. He put it over there for safety, but that left hand was just there as an insurance policy. But side by side with Odell, what makes it different is that it was a PI on Odell's catch, and then also it was a touchdown. But equally as impressive, though. You know, we've been hearing that George Pickens is about to have this incredible coming out party, and I think that might be the start, though. But they said he practices these types of catches when he's on the field during the week, so it's no surprise that he's making a catch like this in the game. That was amazing, though. But if I had to give a nod to one, of course, it's OBJ.
Yeah, no doubt. We knew you were going to break that catch down, Nate. And, like, OBJ, the ball was just, like, way back here, kind of like how you dunk on people back in the day when you had those ops. Listen, but Nate, we got to talk about one of the biggest games of the weekend. Look, Brady versus Rodgers, Bucks, Packers. We've been talking about it all week long. And look, we know these two quarterbacks aren't on the field at the same time. But what's your take on Brady, Rodgers, and this whole matchup?
It's going to be a good matchup, man. You know, if I'm looking at the quarterback position, it's usually a toss-up under normal circumstances. But, you know, Brady, he's playing without Mike Evans. Godwin's banged up. It just seems like he doesn't have the horses that he needs to have the type of game. And this guy, Aaron Rodgers, he has his playmakers on the field. I'm still trying to figure out that rhythm. But I have Aaron Rodgers having the slight advantage when it comes to the passing game. And listen, I'm not taking a shot at Tom Brady. I mean, Mike Evans, I don't want you to come at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mike Evans is like, what you want me to do? It's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, that might be the realest thing you ever said. I can appreciate you. Take that suspension like a man, because you are that type of player that everybody wants on their team.
Totally, Nate. That's like if somebody chirped JB. You'd be like, that's JB. What am I supposed to do? That's my guy.
Exactly.
So, Nate, next week, well, this evening, we're all going to go to London. We're going to land. We're going to rehearse. And then we're going to do the show from London all next week. What do I need to know about taking on London Town with these guys in terms of your memories of Good Morning Football London style?
Mm-hmm. Well, one, just follow the fellas. You know, just go ahead and vibe out and relax. You get to stay out late and kick it because you don't have to worry about waking up in the morning. And then, you know, the tailgating experience might be the best tailgating experience you've ever seen in your life. Truly, you go out there before the game and you see jerseys of the teams that are playing, of course. But then you see every jersey of the most random players from every NFL era. And it is so exciting. Like, we were like kids in a candy store. We're like, oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh, look at that. That's what we were doing when we were sitting there talking to these fans. And that's the type of fandom that we appreciate, because there isn't this bias or this loyalty or I bleed these colors. They're just football fans that just want to watch a good football game.
They do. And, Nate, we got, as we say here, we got
GMFB business, fam. We got to talk about something.
Okay.
In about 12 hours, Jamie Erdahl to my left and I will be on the flight together from New York to London.
Okay.
And there's something that came up yesterday. There's a bit of a strange dynamic developing. I'd like you to watch this clip on us discussing it yesterday.
You know, she sent me the weirdest text in history about it.
Not weird.
I don't. What are you? She texts me. She says, "Are we on the same flight? Because I just want to know that if we're going to arrive together, we could have our transportation. We don't have to talk or anything."
I don't want Kyle to fear that if he sees me in the boarding area, he's like, "Oh my God, it's 12 hours until we're in London. So I don't need to talk to you. If you want to talk, I'll talk."
You know what, Jamie? I think you're on to something here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to talk or anything. It might sound weird through text, but I believe, like, you know, when you're going somewhere with somebody, you just don't know, and you want to put it out there. Like, for example, if you're like, "Hey, you know, I'm going to this movie. Do you want to go with me?" We don't have to talk or anything. Or it's like, "Hey," you call your friend, like, "Hey, yo, bro, I got tickets to the big game. Tickets to the big game. You want to come with me?" I mean, we don't have to talk or anything. But you know, this is the one I really like. Like, if you're an adult and you're out and you're hanging out, you're at a bar, you know, you see a little cute. You're like, "Hey, what's up? You know, you want to, how can I say this? You want to go back and have a little scrimmage in the bedroom? You know, we can get out of here." I mean, we don't have to talk or anything. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to talk. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Jamie, I think you're onto something. We should use this in everyday life.
I'm interpreting this as support for my
student. Yeah, I think.
But you kind of lost me on that last one.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Scrimmage.
Yeah. But meanwhile, Nate, your takes on travel are lacking credibility. Whatever that was that you offered up about Jamie and me talking or not talking on a flight, you have no credibility, because at one point you flew just from Canton, Ohio to New York City like this. This is how you spent the entire damn flight.
This is how he flies.
That's not even a photo off the internet. That's really me under there.
That's you.
After a couple of, let's say, Gatorades that we like to drink before the flight, I want to let it sink into the system, take a nap, and then turn up when we get there. Come on, guys. You know we were charging up for Canton, Ohio. Hey, as we know, Canton got real crazy, so we had to power up.
All of the corners of this interview. Listen, I think I just, Nate, I'm
this
so
is
glad
like
you're
80
on this
inside
show.
Jokes buried
I'm
in
so
everything.
Glad you're on this show, because now when I have the blanket over myself later on this red eye flight to London, Kyle's not alarmed. It's like, what? Nate does it. It's cool. If Nate does it, it's
exactly.
Cool.
Listen, you will not have a blanket over yourself, because I'm going to be talking your ear off for 12 hours. There will be no sleeping. Yes.
God, Nate, can you come with us? I'm missing
you. Come on, Nate.
You got to come to London.
Jason is going from Timbuktu to London. He's trying to get there.
Yeah. Everyone to come.
Nate, you want, Nate joins us here voluntarily. It has nothing to do with this contract. He likes to come on here every time.
Slum it with us.
I do. I do. I love you guys, man.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Good job, Nate. Good luck with your scrimmage tonight.
NFL All Day is the newest way to enjoy the NFL. Collect officially licensed moments featuring top highlights and use them to compete in challenges as you follow the action each week. Head to NFLAllDay.com today to get started.
And it's open all day.
I know. I had to do some reading on what NFL All Day was, because they were a sponsor of our show recently.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Go check it out, NFLAllDay.com. But until you then, or maybe while you're looking it up, it's time for Will Silva out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Good morning, Will. What's happening?
What's going on, Jamie and Sean? You know what's happening? It was a cool announcement that we got this morning about the NFL and the Super Bowl halftime show, right? Very cool. We don't know who is going to be performing halftime of Super Bowl 57 in Arizona, but we do know that the NFL has a new partner for the Super Bowl halftime show. So here is the deal. The multi-year partnership brings together the Super Bowl halftime show with a catalog of over 90 million songs. Super Bowl 57 will be played on February 12, 2023 in Glendale, Arizona. It will mark Apple Music's first year as part of the Super Bowl halftime show. Fans can expect to see exclusive details leading up to the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show by following at Apple Music on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Apple Music it is. Well, could the Dolphins or Bills be making sweet music? Well, that remains to be seen, but Tua Tagovailoa has Miami off to a 2-0 start. While tied for the league lead in touchdown passes, he presents a look Von Miller has never seen before, being a southpaw.
I really don't think about it. I just rush, you know, try to, you know, get the quarterback down when I get there. And I mean, it's obviously something to think about, but I don't think I've ever played a left-handed quarterback. So, you know, I think I got to look, man. I don't think I've played a left-handed quarterback. I've never played against Michael Vick. Yeah, I don't think I played a left-handed quarterback.
Nope, hasn't played against Tim Tebow or Tyler Palko or Pat White. None of those guys were also lefties. It's a rarity, as we talked about it earlier this week, but we did flip that video over to show Tua throwing it right-handed. Different thing. Maybe there's a lefty bias here. Sean, you're the former offensive lineman. Have you ever protected for a lefty?
No, I don't think I've ever blocked for one. You know, but it is an interesting aspect if you're a defensive end, you're a pass rusher, because if it's a right-hander, you're on the blind side. Left-hander, now he can see you coming. So, you know, now it's a totally different ball game for him.
You know, when we used to go to Alabama's practices, when Tua was there, they flipped the jugs machine around. So the ball came out of the jugs machine the opposite way. And that machine is the one that kicks the ball out to the wide receiver so quarterbacks don't have to just keep throwing. Yeah, they spin it so the ball, because even for a wide receiver, like, talk about pass rush, it's weird to catch a ball thrown by a left-handed quarterback. It's like all these things you haven't thought about.
Yeah, it comes out different. I'm sure Will knows the difference between catching a ball from a right-handed quarterback versus a left-handed quarterback, right?
Yeah,
it's like when someone else is hosting. Johnny, like, the tosses are different.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Thanks, Will.
Both hands.
Before you settle in to watch the NFL this Sunday, NFL Network has college football for you on Saturday, which is so cool. I cannot get over
it. Do you miss it?
I love watching it. Okay. I love watching it. Coming off an overtime loss, the Marshall Thundering Herd head to Alabama to take on the Troy Trojans. Can Marshall regain momentum, or will Troy get back to 500 on the season? Find out this Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on NFL Network.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
All right, time now for today's wake-up call presented by Verizon. Joining us right now is one of the best safeties in the league. He's in his 13th season, and man, he has racked up some unbelievable stats. 20 picks, over 800 tackles, and 3 defensive touchdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the breakfast table. Broncos safety Kareem Jackson.
Let's go, Kareem! What's up, Kareem?
Good morning.
All right, we appreciate you joining us early on. Look, we're going into week 3 of the season. You guys are 1-1 right now. I'm just curious, how do you feel right now about your team's defense?
I feel pretty good, excluding the first half of the Seattle game. I think we've been doing what we've been preaching all training camp, just executing. I don't think we did that week 1, at least the first half. These last 6 quarters that we played, I think we've been doing a great job of executing the game plan that we've been implementing throughout the week. So if we can do that on a week-to-week basis, I think as a defense, we'll be just fine.
Kareem, this is your 4th season with the Broncos. But things look a lot different there this season. There's a new ownership group. There's a new head coach, a new quarterback. Do things feel different in Denver amongst all those changes?
Oh, yes, definitely. Things definitely feel different. I mean, new leadership, a ton of energy. Like you said, new ownership. I mean, with all those things, things definitely feel different on a day-to-day basis, new energy each and every day, depending on what we're doing. You know, today, as we go in, we kind of start each and every meeting off with, you know, something exciting, you know, to kind of get the guys going. But it definitely feels different around here.
It's been interesting 2 weeks for Denver because you guys are 1-1. You're right there with the Chargers. You're above the Raiders in the standings. And yet at a home game last week, we heard fans counting down the play clock on offense. And I'm sure you hear negative criticism of like game management and clock management and decision making. It's only 2 weeks. And yet there's already some noise from the outside. How does the locker room handle that? And specifically, how is your coach communicating with the players about how some of those things are going down?
I mean, just as a group, we have to ignore the outside noise. I mean, we know the work that we put in on a day-to-day basis. We just have to go out there and just let it all hang out. At the end of the day, only thing that matters is guys in this locker room, the people in this building, you know, and we come together for one common goal, and that's to win. Like you said, it's only been week two. You know, we didn't play any preseason, obviously. And you know, it kind of takes some time offensively to get on the same page, you know. But I think, you know, we have the guys on that side of the ball, you know, the leaders in the locker room that, you know, we can get it done. You know, going into week three, we're definitely confident in what we can do as a team, and we're looking forward to the talents this week.
Kareem, I saw a video this week of Russell Wilson. He was on the sideline, mic'd up while you guys were out on D, and he's yelling at the sideline that they should yell out run or pass to help out the defense. And I'd never seen that before at the NFL level. He leads in a different way. You've seen it all. You've been in this league a long time. How do you describe the impact that Russell Wilson has had on the team and the locker room?
It's been a huge impact, specifically for the young guys. You know, to have a leader like that, you know, a guy that's played, you know, in the biggest game and won the biggest game, you know, to play at a high level for so long, to have a guy like that as your quarterback, you know, definitely means a lot, you know, for me and the rest of the guys here. I mean, the things that he brings to the table in terms of his leadership, you know, just on a day-to-day basis, you know, whether it's, you know, leading guys when it comes to, you know, walkthroughs, offensive things, you know, you know, just kind of helping guys, you know, in their, you know, start a routine for themselves, you know. I mean, just all the knowledge that he brings to the table, you know, and helping guys, you know, it's definitely, you know, a great thing for us, you know, just to have a guy like Russell in the locker room.
Now you're getting ready for a Sunday night football matchup. Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle should be back out there, Deebo Samuel. What are you most looking forward to in that primetime matchup?
Just the challenge, you know, the challenge that those guys, you know, bring. They're so explosive as the offense. Those guys that you name, Kittle, you know, Deebo Samuel, Garoppolo back on the center. You know, for us as a defense, it'll be a great challenge, you know, to see what we are. You know, for us, I think if we go out and we do all the little things, pay attention to the little details, you know, we definitely have to know where their big-time guys are, you know, on each and every down. And, you know, I think we go out and we execute the game plan, I think we'll be fine as a defense.
Kareem, just in case you were wondering if you wanted to extend your playing career a little bit longer, let's just take a look at what retirement looks like. Jason McCourty calls the game last night for the Cleveland Browns on the radio. He's got to fly to London. He's on like an hour of sleep at this point, and he's got to have hot takes left and right. So, Kareem, keep doing what you're doing in that secondary because this is the face of retirement right here. Speak to it, Jay.
Keep playing. Eyes bloodshot red. Keep playing, man. Keep doing your thing. Year 13, you got about four or five more.
Man, four or five more. I hope so. Been watching you for the last couple of weeks on TV, man. It just, it's definitely looking interesting for me. So, but I definitely want to play a few more years. And after that, you know, I'll be calling you guys.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Always welcome.
Kareem, we appreciate you. I guess you had the early wake-up call, too, to join us on Good Morning Football. We appreciate that so much. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the season. We'll talk again, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Guys, it's time. I know everyone's thrilled to hear it. Pickle picks. That is when we spend one last segment before the games and we bring in an actual pickle.
Oh.
And he hands us a game, a card. It's got a game on it, and we have to pick the winner. We're going to call this guy. He changes his names all the time. This is Dill Pullman. Dill Pullman, come on in. Loved you in Spaceballs. Do you have a card? Who's the first card you have to hand out? He's not allowed to speak contractually.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, go ahead. Give Peter his card. Peter, make a pick. What's the game?
Vikings versus Lions is what I've been given. And
really?
All these games are decided by 2 points. Dill Pullman, I'm looking at you. I love what you've got going on. You look fantastic.
You do.
I don't think we're doing the Lions thing, Jesse. I think the Vikings are going to win this game, guys.
Not yet.
It's a road game. It's early. It's week three. The Lions are going to have a season. I just don't see them winning and pulling the full upset in this one. I've got Kirk Cousins getting back on track. Can I shake your hand?
No.
I
really like
him. Oh, my God. Don't do it to him.
I'm just kidding. I would always shake.
It rains pickles down there.
I'm going Vikings.
All right, Dill, who do you want to hand one to? Sean O'Hara? Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Pickleball. Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins right now. Okay, listen, Bills fans, you are going to relish the fact that you are 3-0 after this game. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills all day long.
Is it close, Sean?
I don't even think it's as close. No, Josh Allen right now, the way he's playing football and the way this Bills defense right now, I mean, they're going to make relish out of Tua and that.
It's great, Dolphins Sean. Offense. Pickles wordplay. We like that. Dill, Jamie Erdahl wants a game.
First of all, I want to issue a formal apology to Mr. Dill because last week on the show, I threw two footballs at you in an attempt to play a game of catch. And so I'm so sorry. I'll never do that again because your entire mask came over your face and you were rendered visionless. And so I'm so sorry for doing that to you.
Yes, okay. The mouth. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. Cowboys, Giants. I'm going to go 3-0 for the New York Giants. They're going to beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football because they can and they will. And I think I've slowly been convinced with the whiteout. Sure, go with it. Do it.
Yeah, it's come a long way, hasn't
it?
I understand. I'm with you. All right, Dill, what do you got left for me? Oh, you saved a good one for me. Falcons, Seahawks. That's what the people have been waiting for, right? What? It's a pick 'em game? Yeah. The Falcons have looked really down, and it's such a bummer. And yet, remember when we were just riding that Geno Express after week one, and we're like, Geno Smith is going to be a story this year? I still think he is. And I know that Arthur Smith doesn't want to hear this, the head coach of the Falcons. I think Seattle's going to roll in this game. I really do. Atlanta's been looking for itself. We have Kyle Pitts on a milk carton somewhere, so I'm going to go with Seattle in this game. I'm going to say it's going to be 27-17, including a big game from DK Metcalf, which I'm just pulling out of my backside. That's what we do here.
We don't give you Bucks Packers. We give you...
Wait, I don't know why.
Yeah.
The pickle has to answer, does the pickle travel to London?
Ooh. Do they have pickles in London?
Does the pickle have a passport?
Yeah.
Some reaction.
I think the pickle has a passport. Wait, that is what you're going to have to tune in and watch, because we are all headed to London. Good Morning Football. Getting on a plane.
Jason's be the perfect guy to fly with because he can't talk.
Well, that's true. Oh, you're my seatmate.
That is awesome. We'll see you there.
Yep. Next time.
I think the pickle's on some do not fly list, unfortunately.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.